Laying on his hospital bed, 7-year-old Ethan Camille looks down at his hands, 9 of his fingers wrapped in bandages.
I only remember a little bit, because the weather make me forget a little bit things.
His mother, Irene Camille, sits next to him. She's also the grandmother of the 3 other boys who were lost. Her memory of that day is clear, the day her son and grandsons left home and didn't return.
That day was supposed to be a good day. It was my birthday.
But both Irene and Ethan said the weather looked ugly that day.
Bad. A storm.
Ethan turns to his mom.
How can we just go outside?
Irene sighs. She's been asked that question a lot since that day. Part of the reason, she says, is the boys had been staring at their phones all morning.
We don't like them to be on their phones too much. We like them to exercise and play in the snow and have fun outside.
And so she took away their phones and sent them out. She checked outside her window every now and then to make sure she could see them.
Then they just disappeared.
Ethan says he and the boys had been riding their snow machine around town for 4 or 5 hours. Just as they were about to head back inside, something appeared that lured them away from home.
We found a real fox, and we tried to catch it, but it ran away.
Ethan and the boys chased the fox until they eventually caught up and hit it with their snow machine.
We ran.
Thinking it was dead, Ethan jumped off to pick it up, but the fox wasn't dead.
That's why it bit me.
The fox bit Ethan twice. When it ran away, the boys continued to give it chase, driving miles and miles further away from town.
So that's how we got lost, because we were trying to get the fox to show my mom and our dad.
The fox disappeared into the storm's empty whiteness, which had worsened since they left home. That's when Ethan says the snow machine got stuck. 14-year-old Chris Johnson worked so hard to free the machine and pull the younger boys out of the deep snow that he suffered a hernia. Soon they ran out of gas and had no phone or compass. Still, the boys were determined to get home. They abandoned their vehicle and started trudging towards what they believed was Nunam Ikwa.
Ethan, how did you know which way to walk when you ran out of gas?
We didn't know.
At one point, Ethan stopped to go to the bathroom. As he took off his gloves, the wind snatched them out of his hand.
And I said, Chris, help me.
But neither boy could find the gloves. They were starting to lose their vision in the whiteness of the blizzard.
We almost got blinded. We almost got white eyes. White eyes.
After 4 miles of walking and no town in sight, Chris, the oldest, decided they should hunker down.
We tried to go home, but it was too hard.
Inside the hole, Ethan says he was originally on top of 2-year-old Trey Camille, below the older boys. But afraid Trey would suffocate, Ethan joined the outer ring of the huddle, gloveless, so that the baby could breathe.
And I got tired, so I went to sleep, waked up here. That's all I can remember.
Irene said 8-year-old Frank Johnson was the only one who remained conscious through the night. She said Frank kept prodding the other boys, knowing that if they close their eyes, they may not open them again.
The last couple of hours, I think I almost lost hope.
Miraculously, Herschel Sundown and searchers from Scammon Bay found the boys the next day around 4:25 p.m. In a few hours, the boys would have faced their second night outside.
It was like they were ready to go if we took a little longer, if we didn't find them any sooner.
Back in the hospital room, despite having 9 of his fingers bandaged, Ethan insists on trying to open a Coke bottle by himself. Irene says Ethan and the other boys will make a full recovery. And when they do, she says they can go right back out into the storm.
I'll never ever feel regret that they were outside in the storm. I'll always let them play out in the storm. That's where they were born. That's where they come from. That's where they're gonna be. There's always going to be a storm.
Irene says, if you don't understand, that's because Nunam Ikwa is not your home. Reporting for KYUK in Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.